For our global hit today, we head into the desert, specifically the Sahara Desert, where the festival in the desert just wrapped up last night. The Malian band Tinariwen performed, among others. This track, in fact, could be the theme of this year's festival in the desert. Imadiwan is the title, and it means companions in the Tamashek language that the members of Tinariwen speak. See, this year's festival was in need of companions and friends. This was the 11th edition of the festival, but it almost didn't happen. The U.S. State Department and other foreign ministries in Western Europe advised against travel to the north of Mali, where the festival takes place. They were worried about a spate of kidnappings of Western tourists and aid workers by the group Al-Qaeda in the Maghreb. Military aircraft patrolled the skies this weekend over the concert venue near the historic city of Timbuktu. Only about 300 people showed up for this year's festival in the desert, about half last year's attendance, and the numbers used to be even higher. For diehard fans and musicians, though, the festival is not about numbers. It's about being in a place known for end-of-the-world remoteness and stark beauty, and out of that, creating for a few days a sense of community with people from all over the world. Take, for example, Indian-Canadian singer Kiran Ahluwalia. This weekend, she performed for the first time at the festival in the desert. On her most recent album, Am Zameen, Ahluwalia created that global sense of community. She covered one of the big hits by legendary Pakistani singer Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan, a song called Must Must, which Ahluwalia performs with the aforementioned Tinariwen. Kiran Ahluwalia lets Tinariwen establish a desert, bluesy feel for the song, but then Ahluwalia takes it in the direction Nusrat originally intended. When the band members in Tinariwen begin to ululate to Ahluwalia's singing, you know that something clicked during the session. We'll leave you with this version of Must Must, recorded by Kiran Ahluwalia and Tinariwen, and reprised for the audience in Mali this past weekend at the festival in the desert. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for listening.